إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. All praise be to Allah. I thank Him, I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Verily, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and fabrication, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you, as well as myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Tonight, inshallah, by Allah's leave, I will discuss with you a subject which may need three classes, but in actuality I will try my best to squeeze it for tonight class only. Be mine to call my cable, please. Thank you. This class is very important information for us to know about it, and this class is related to what I may call it the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told us about it by a clear cut statement or by indication. And in that time when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it with no indication or any sign to say that such a thing will happen. Reading the Quran, we will see a lot of verses talks about the future, what's going to happen, and talks about hidden things, which we discussed one of it briefly when we were talking about Surah Al-Mu'minun last week, about the development of the human being, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started them from extract of the earth or the land or the soil or the dirt, and how after this came from sperm, and after this how they developed to mudra, and after this they became alaqa, and after this became a clot, and how they became the developed structure of bones, and how after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered the bones with flesh, and after this how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ruh and the soul in this body, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produced it as a human being who can hear and see. So glory be to Allah, the best of all creators. This one of the things which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that time, he don't have labs, he don't have any university, he no doctors there that like this modern doctor, no one who had went to follow and make some kind of research about the development of a human being in the mother womb. But here is the Quran came and informed us about it. Anybody who have a live heart and serious and sincere to read one verse from the Quran similar to this verse is supposed to be enough for them to accept Islam. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Indeed, is not that the sight is blind, is not a person because his eyes is closed that he means this is the one that you call him blind, but the real blind person that his heart is closed, that Allah had sealed his heart, so he could not see the light, he could not see the huda and the guidance, he could not see the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens their heart and read one verse like this of the Quran, he have to submit, he have to accept that this Quran from Allah, because how Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man who living in a desert, never been in a school, he could not even read or write, he could not even know his name, if he see his name written someplace he could not say this, illiterate man, and this is the man whom Allah choose him to be the prophet and the messenger, and he revealed to him this information. How a man living in a desert can give us information like this? So if a person have some in his heart and read a verse like this, he have to submit, he have right away to say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah. So as I said, the Quran is full with indication and prophecies and things to tell us about the hidden things, the unseen things, and the future things. As when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the future, what's going to happen before the day of judgment, when he talk about the Bahr al-Masjur, when he said about many things, read Surah Al-Inshiqaq, or Surah Abasa, or many things, many verses in the Quran talks about what's going to happen in the future. Okay? But I choose to relate you information today from Sunnah and the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, because there is a lot been written and a lot been said concerning the Quran, but is not too much information been related to the midst of my knowledge in English about the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Actually, it was not an easy subject to research. It took nights and days and hours. About maybe I can say at least 21 books I had to go through them, you understand, and every day bought like 2-3 hours to the best of my ability to bring some information. So what's my intention tonight? To expose you tonight inshallah to some ahadith which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it long time ago, 1500 years ago, and today we start to see some of it.
How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know about it? And how he said something and exactly was true, and now we can see it. Before I come to this subject, I would like to have a small introduction to it. This is the reason that I say it's a long subject and we need to put it in 2-3 classes, but I'm going to try to squeeze it to the best of my ability in one class. First, to say, to foretold, if this is the term to use, okay, to tell something before it takes its place, okay? To tell something about taking its place, this is the job, and this only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you call it, al-ghayb, okay? Al-ghayb is only belong to Allah, the unseen, what's going to happen tomorrow. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. Okay? That no soul know what they're going to achieve tomorrow, what they're going to win, regardless whatever it is. You can bring the smartest person, the most educated person in this life, ask him what's going to happen to you after a minute, not after a day, after a minute. He could not. He may tell you, I'm planning to do so and so, or go such and such a place. But he could not guarantee you that this is what he's going to do, or this was going to happen. Huh? And this, indeed, this it is, okay? You can get the most smartest person and the most educated person, and he could not tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. What's behind this wall? What's behind this night? What's going to be these things, okay? So Allah said, no soul, that means no human being, regardless whatever, okay, male or female, educated or ignorant, can tell what's going to happen tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. What you're going to win, to achieve. If it's money, if it's knowledge, okay, if it's children, wives, you don't know. And you don't know what going to achieve as a blessings or sin. Allah knows best if you're going to pray tomorrow or no. Allah knows best what kind of haram deed you're going to do tomorrow. So no soul know what's going to achieve or earn tomorrow in anything. Okay? وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. That no soul, no human being know where, in what earth you're going to die. No way. And you can be here in America today, and for some reason you understand you have to find yourself tomorrow, you're taking a flight and running to London, to India. Is your intention you're going to make business there, or you're going to get married there, or you're going to go, you understand, get your master degree there? The next thing you understand, somebody blows the aeroplane in the air. So your death been decreed to be in the air, not in the earth. Okay, and he may go to India there, and as soon he arrives there, he's dead. He died. He don't have to be sick or anything. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that no soul. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to die in such a place, he will decree something to heaven that for you to go behind it. So when you go there, this is your ajal and this is your destination. So you going in your mind for something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something else for you there. Your destination. The end of your deed was there, you have to go there. Like this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I didn't really check it to see how authentic it is. But this man, like, he was sitting on the sand there, and Sulaiman, and was the Prophet Sulaiman. And Malak al-Mut, he came, and the angel of death, and he see him sitting there. So he was like surprised, and he left. And after this man asked the Prophet Sulaiman to help him by asking the wind to carry him to the other country, because he wanted to take care of some business there. And he asked him, because Allah gave him the ability that, okay, he can use the wind for traveling, go and fast and all these things. So when the man went there, Malak al-Maut was there to take his soul, because he was supposed to die in this country, not here where Sulaiman was sitting. So when he went there, He took his soul. And Malak al-Maut came back to Sulaiman, okay? And he said to him, what was the matter? He came and he left. See, because I was surprised. I came here and found in your garden this man was sitting here, and Allah had decreed for him to die in such a country, and I know there is a destination for him to travel. He need like 4, 5, 6 months to be there. So I was wonder, how is this person going to be in such a place? And almost like couple of minutes or couple of hours, you understand, before his destination, he have to die. And Allah wrote in his book where he's going to die. Okay? So now, when Malak al-Maut, he went, he found the man there, and he took his soul and he's back to Sulaiman, and he was telling him about, this can be a story, Allah knows best about it, and some of this story could not even found how authentic it is, but it shows you how we can see this in our days, okay? People going for traveling, people going for vacation, people going for whatever, but Allah decreed for them to die in Hajj, in vacation, whatever day of their wedding, the day of whatever it is they die. So the unseen is hidden, okay? The unseen is hidden, and in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know about it. So for somebody to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, this belongs to Allah only, okay? Ilm al-ghayb, the unseen. Therefore, we want to relate to two things here. What is the difference between now the kahin, the fortune teller, and the jazakallah khair, between the fortune teller and what you call it, the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, let's relate this information to you, because it's very important. A small introduction here, and this concerning those people that you may call them fortune teller. This hadith reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by one of his wives, okay? And I think this is Hafsa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the meaning is, man ata arrafan fasa'alahu an shay' fasaddaqahu lam tuqbal lahu salah 40 yawman, okay? And this hadith in collection of Imam al-Muslim, that whosoever go to a fortune teller, okay, a person who tells you about the future, alright, and ask him about anything, and he believes or he trusts the information he give him, Allah doesn't accept his prayer for 40 days. Okay, fortune teller can take different forms. Can be a person who looking in your hand, the people who read the palm, or can be like people opening certain books, or people looking in your face and telling you, or that they listen from the shayateen, or that they can be drawing lines on the sand, or there is other modern way, people looking in the computer or in magazines, okay? You say, what month you born? Or you are in December, or you in January, you are under what you call this scorpion and snake and different kind of a tower, or the classified people in certain, huh? Zodiac signs or something, whatever you want to call it, okay? According to the month and the date or things like this. And after this, you say, oh, you're going to have a long trip, you're going to marry, understand, an old lady, or you're going to be a rich man, you're going to be a millionaire, all kind of nonsense and lies. Okay? So if you go, you don't have to go. Or what comes now in the TV, what do you call it, the thing like, they have psychics, okay? This one of the other foolishness and nonsense that in the devil box, okay? All these things, you are not... Some people say, man, I'm only killing time, understand? I have nothing else to do and I was watching TV. You could not. I rather that you watch TV, a movie, okay? Much, much better than watching something like this. Because watching a movie will be like a sin haram, but watching something like this, you're watching something which is a kufr, is a shirk. Because this, that means you accept these people, what's the information they're telling you, okay? And they tell you, oh, you lost your kit, your car, you're going to find it someplace, or you're looking for a job, you're going to get a job after a couple of months, but send us far, all kind of nonsense. Okay, so be careful of all the things, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, oh, it seems it's my night now, everybody bringing some gifts now. Okay, mashallah. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, if you go to any fortune teller, you don't have to go by walking, but you can, you understand, punch in the computer and get the numbers, or call by phone, anything like this. If you do this and you trust this information, your salah is not accepted for what? For 40 days. Okay? But listen to another hadith concerning this subject. And here, can you imagine that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever go to a fortune teller, because some of the Muslims, don't be surprised, some of the Muslims, they do this foolishness. Okay, we have these things in our country, you, especially with women, they go visiting each other, and after they drink the coffee, they turn the cup upside down. What it is? What it is in Arabic? Yeah. They put this finjan upside down. Because the coffee, the Arabic coffee, not the coffee that you drink here from McDonald's. Our coffee is so thick. And you found that the seed in the bottom. Okay? You can see it. So when you put it upside down, it runs on the walls of the cup from inside and make tracks. Okay, so after a few minutes, the lady, because some women, they have nothing to do except gossiping, talking. Okay, so say, oh, what about you? Tell me something about what's going to happen to me. And some, they do it out of jokes. So they put their finjan or their cups upside down. After a few minutes, they put it up and look. So you can see the tracks of what, of the coffee. On the cup. So say, oh, you're going, somebody coming to visit you soon, your husband, you understand, coming, he carrying a big suitcase full of gifts, or your daughter is this and that, all the things. Okay, they do these things, and so they supposed to be Muslims. Okay, so don't be surprised that you hear that some Muslims, they do this. So the Prophet say, whosoever go to a fortune teller, his salah is not accepted for 40 days. Can you imagine the person who's doing the act? Huh? This, your punishment for asking and going. But can you imagine what the person is doing this act himself or herself? What is going to be their punishment? Okay. In actuality, some of these people, listen to this hadith, is more serious, and this reported by Al-Hakim, and this, من أتى عرافا أو كاهنا فصدقوا بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. Okay, that whosoever go to عراف, a person who claims that he knows the future, or a fortune teller, or عراف, or كاهن, and he believes in what he tell him, indeed he denied what been revealed to Muhammad. Okay, that means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you go to a fortune teller and you believe in what he's saying, you are a kafir, or that you had commit an act of kufr. You see how serious it is? Okay, now, because we'll try to cut this short, this, the fortune teller, he has no authority to talk about the future, not been given by Allah. Some of them, they have evil souls, sharp mind, and they have a lot of envy in their souls. They have evil souls and bad thoughts and sharp eyes. So they try to imagine and fabricate lies. Okay, some of them, they get assistance from the shayateen. And the shayateen, they try to steal information when the angels talking to each other or relating information. So the shayateen, they go like one on top of the other until they reach what? The lowest heaven. and the spies, they try to catch or steal some of this information while the angels talking about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the shuhub, okay, which like you see the shooting stars, when you see these things is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said in Surah Tabarak, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ. Indeed, we had decorated the lowest heaven with what? With lamps. And we made it as what? As a webbing for the shayateen. So Allah made the stars for purpose. The purpose is what? Decoration for the sky. And is what? As a webbing for the shayateen, as protection for the lowest heaven. And direction for people to know east and west and things like this. He said, anybody who go beyond the three things, indeed he's a transgressor. Okay? Anybody who go beyond the three things, he's what? He's a transgressor. That the stars is for decoration for the sky and for protection from the shayateen, not to steal the information. And the third thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give it for the travelers so they can know their direction. They know such a star comes from the east, such star will be in the west, so they can know which way to go. Other than this, he could not use the stars for anything else. Oh, this star, this means, I understand somebody's born or somebody's going to die, or a great person come to the country. All this foolishness or all this kufr shouldn't be with the Muslims. Okay? So, here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about those people. So those harrafin or fortune teller, some of them, they may use something the shaitan had told them. Okay? He may take one word from the shaitan, and when you know that somebody have assistance from the shaitan, this right away tells you that this person is the enemy of Allah. Because he do haram things. And the more that you get involved in haram, the more the shaitan will be your friend and your protector and your helper. Therefore, the shaitan will assist you in different things. Therefore, people, they lost their watch and they claim that so-and-so stole it, and now is a big argument in the village. They say, let's go to so-and-so, and sometimes they call him a sheikh. You see? Sometimes they call him a sheikh. And they think he's a blessed person. And they go and ask him, somebody stole the jewelry or the gold of my wife. Can you tell us who? And they take money from them and they bring, you understand, meat and bring fruits to so-called sheikh. This is the sheikh of the shaitan. Okay? And after this, the shaitan, because the shayateen, they see things and they get involved with people, encouraging them to steal, to do haram things. So the shaitan, he knows, okay, who stole such a thing, and he will tell this evil man, and now this man will tell the people. Now the people will trust this man more and think that he's a sheikh, okay? And they make business out of the people by telling them about these things. Fortune teller and so people do things like this, they have assistance from the shaitan.